Well, my passion is literature. Now, underlying that passion is a kind of literature that helps to create change within the domain of literature itself. You can begin to affect how people experience the world, how they see other cultures, and how they begin to reinspect their own culture as a result of being exposed.
There are publishing houses like in serving in a niche segment of the society, I feel. How difficult is it to stay alive?
It's difficult. About half of our income is based upon sales of books. The other half comes from university support, it comes from foundations, it comes from individuals, and a significant amount of support from foreign governments. Now, the survival factor is always an issue. You know from the beginning that you're doing something that's needed, but also something that's not necessarily wanted. And anybody who's concerned about change realizes that that's what they're up against, whether it's political change, social change, or aesthetic change, that you're doing something that is not popular. If it were, it would be being done by the commercial world.
What kind of government support you and why?
We're the primary publisher of translations, and especially of certain kinds of books, in that if we don't do them, they're not going to be done in the United States. At the same time, foreign countries recognize that English is the language, because once you're translated into English, that edition can be sent to several foreign countries in order to interest publishers in other countries.
What kind of writers are you really looking for? You've been saying, okay, there are some people who maybe raise subversive issues within their country, so you know a little bit more here in the United States what's going on in the world. What kind of topics are they dealing with?
I like to think that what I decide to publish consists of nothing more than what I like. After you do the book, you begin to find out how the rest of the world describes it. So, for instance, the New York Times frequently will tag us with experimental, innovative, both of which words tend to scare people off. Another favorite way of describing us is that we do books that are not for everybody, as though there is some book that's intended for everybody.
Can you give me like a sample on a book you're working right now so if we have a better understanding of what it is all about?
There's one that I'm in the final stages of copy editing, and it will be out next summer. It's a book by Russian formalist writer named Viktor Shklovsky. He was silenced by Stalin during Soviet times, and I think it should be a book that's going to turn literary world upside down. In many ways, it's a book about how to read a novel, demonstrated by his attempts to read Leo Tolstoy's works. Now, here's somebody who's very important, should have been known, and for historical reasons, the Russian Revolution, never got into the Western world. So we're recovering all that.
So basically it's something like a gateway to the Western world as well?
That's what I'm hoping is going to be the case, yes.
When we look around here, it's like still very empty, naked walls and everything, and yeah, I almost could feel lonely in this office space. So you're going to miss your old, like, you know, surroundings?
No, I'm so forward to having the last thing moved and getting on with this, what I think is going to be a translation program that is going to have enormous effects throughout this country. No university has stepped forward to take on the problem of translations in the way that the University of Illinois is now posed to do. And what comes out of all this, I think, is going to have a profound impact on what gets published in this country and what gets talked about. And I love the idea that this is going to be coming out of not the East Coast, not the West Coast, but right here in the heartland.